This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Banfield, B-A-N-F-I-E-L-D, first name Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, the date of birth, February 2nd, 1955, date of initial evaluation, October 21st, 2025, referring physician is Dr. Haney El-Rashidi, E-L-R-A-S-H-I-D-Y, the chief complaint, 70-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for right shoulder. A patient is a 70-year-old male who was referred for cardiovascular clearance. He reports initial injury to the right shoulder 30 years ago, period. He more recently had noted that arthritis was setting in, period. He had developed increasing pain. Pain was mainly noted to be dull, but increasing activity, especially on the abduction, made his pain worse, period. Pain is typically 6-7/10, but increases to 8-9/10 on abduction. He has associated decreased range of motion, period. He further reports pain in his right elbow. That is both cortisone shot, period. He had minimal relief, period. He denies any cardiovascular symptoms, period. His past medical history includes 1, right knee injury, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number anxiety, next number asthma/COPD, next number erectile dysfunction, next number pneumonia, next number history of COVID infection, past surgical history, sinus surgery x4, he has had tonsillectomy. His medications, Iterol, PRN, clonazepam, 1 milligram, take 2 PRN BID, tadalafil, 20 milligrams HS, Lomax, 0.4 milligram HS, Eolto, 2.5 milligrams, daily, testosterone cream every 2 weeks. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, a brother and sister both died of cancer, the social history, he is a prior smoker but denies any cigarettes in the last 13 years. He denies alcohol abuse. He has no history of substance use, period. A review of systems, constitutional, unremarkable eyes. He wears glasses, ears. He has hearing loss, nose. He has sinus problems. He has history of asthma, which was diagnosed 2 years earlier, period. Gastrointestinal, unremarkable. Genitourinary, he has frequency, urgency, and flank pain. Musculoskeletal, as noted, he has bilateral shoulder pain. He has right knee pain and swelling, period. He has low back pain, period. Neurologic, he has a tremor. Endocrine, he has cold intolerance. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 118/63, pulse 65, respiratory rate 18, height 68.5 inches, weight 199 pounds, period. The remainder of the examination was unremarkable. Data review. The laboratory PSH is 2.45, PSA 0.68, sodium 140, potassium 4.8, chloride 103, bicarb 31, BUN 15, creatinine 1.10, glucose 89. The cholesterol 278, LDL 196, non-HDL 220, given his new onset dyspnea, he was referred for further workup. Echocardiogram dated October 27, 2025, reveals normal left ventricular function with ejection fraction 68%. There is impaired relaxation period. There is mild aortic valve sclerosis, period. There is trace aortic regurgitation, period. There is trace tricuspid regurgitation, period. The estimated PA pressure systolic is 22 millimeters of mercury, period. There is trace pulmonic regurgitation, period. Given is multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease and recent history of dyspnea, he was referred for coronary CT angio, period. The coronary calcium score ...303.6, period. Left main is noted to be normal, period. The LAD demonstrates a calcified plaque at the origin extending for 17 millimeters of the stenosis, period. The LAD gives off two patent diagonal branches, period. Left circumflex is non-dominant, period. There is no significant plaque or stenosis, period. The right coronary artery is dominant. There is a small 3 millimeter focal calcified plaque at the distal aspect of the proximal RCA with approximately 30% stenosis, period. The RCA terminates as a PDA, period. No extra cardiac findings were noted, period. The impression, this is a ...70-year-old male who is referred for right placement, period. Given his multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease, including the recent diagnosis of asthma and COPD, he was referred for further cardiac workup. Echocardiogram reveals no evidence of left ventricular dysfunction or segmental wall motion abnormality, period. Coronary CT angiogram reveals mild CAD. Patient is felt to be clinically stable for his surgical procedure. procedure period. He is cleared for same. Period.